Amen. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Those of you who stood as visitors, thank God for you. I just want to say right here, you know you at home. But that whole part of service gives you a time to speak. Amen. But we claimed y'all a long time ago. Y'all part of us and we are part of you. I want to say here, since the last time you have been here, we changed services slightly. We got our announcements now on paper. You know how we used to read announcements. Here at Faith, we are focusing on worship and the Word.
Amen.
And there are some announcements, and you can get them on paper if you want them, but we want to concentrate on worship and Word. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
If you ain't tired yet.
You ain't tired.
You ain't worship God.
You ain't worship God.
Amen. Worship is an experience.
Yes.
Worship is to be experienced.
Amen.
This is Youth Sunday, and we want to always do a little something different for our youth. If it's nothing but to give them the freedom to be youth. Is that all right?
Amen.
So they sing songs like Stomp.
Amen.
And I know some of us was looking like, what they doing? They stomping for Jesus.
Amen.
And we just want to thank God for the freedom and the liberality that we have here at Faith. And, I want to say, though, I'm still asking on Youth Sunday. Now, y'all hear me. I'm going to keep asking until it happens. On Youth Sunday, I want my youth down front.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, we're going to do what we can to keep it special. And I know some of them already feel grown, but we want our youth down front. And can we just stop service? Because we got a lot of time.
Amen.
I want the youth down front.
Amen.
All right. Y'all don't have to move. Y'all can mingle right up. But I want the youth, everybody that's our youth, come on down. The devil don't want us to keep our youth special. And we're not asking you to come down out of punishment, but we're asking you to come down because this is your Sunday.
That's right.
Bringing the Bibles in their youth when they get old like me.
Yeah. When they go to church and they don't have the Bible no other time, maybe they have it on Sunday. Is that all right? Look at your neighbor and say, bring your Bible next time. All right, they ain't going to loosen up. Y'all don't sit like that in school. I know you don't. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right, the youth are down front, and we're going to imagine them as they got their Bibles, and we're going to read the Word of God like we always do as a family. And the Scripture has been read, but the verse of focus I want you to know is actually taken from all of these verses. We're focusing on one specific doctrine. You know, I'm a doctrinal preacher. And I want to ask the youth first, have y'all ever messed up? Have you ever messed up? Yes? No?
Yes.
Yeah, you ever messed up? Raise your hand if you ever messed up. You ain't never messed up? All right. So you, all of us have messed up before, right?
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what it is, but when you mess up, don't they have consequences?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what consequences are, right? Lord, have mercy. I just can't get nobody to talk to me right here. Tell me something. Can you talk loud? Can you talk loud? Have you ever messed up? Yes. Can you share with us one thing that you messed up with? Don't be ashamed, because guess what? All of us. And messed up. Can you share? Anybody share anything that you messed up? Anybody ever broke a dish? What? Say it loud. What? Math. You didn't do good at math. And you messed up. Amen. But you know what? If the truth be known, all of us have messed up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want you just to look down your pew. Now, we don't know the particulars, but every one of us have messed up.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? You don't even have to look down your pew. Just look at your own seat. Come on, somebody. The Bible is very clear that when we mess up, as children, what do we sometimes get?
A whooping.
Come on, somebody. Well, they don't do that no more. They get time out now. We got what we call a woman.
Praise God.
Lord have mercy. And that woman was to change my behavior.
That's right.
But when we get old, I want you to know that the stakes get higher. Uh-huh. We still mess up.
Yes.
And now, honey, we ain't messing up in math. It's a thing called S-I-N. I wish I would have came last Sunday. Last Sunday we had one of those feel-good sermons. I don't know. We talked about increase. Everybody like to talk about increase and how to increase. But this Sunday, every now and then, it behooves us to talk about sin.
All right.
There is a sin problem in our life. Oh, y'all ain't going to be real with me. I want you to know that I don't care how good we look, how sweet we smell, we still sin.
That's right. Amen.
I know I'm trying. I'm about to burst somebody's bubble. Even y'all perfect folk.
Amen. Preach that.
If the truth be known, y'all messed up.
Preach that.
Some of us messed up just this moment. That the wages of sin is what?
Death.
But yet and still, we still mess up. David, in this song, shows us that even though we mess up and sin, that the good news is forgiveness has been made available.
Amen.
I just want to talk about forgiveness too. But the Bible says here that blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven. Now, if you read that for clarity, you will find out that everybody is not blessed.
I'm going to say it again, that everybody is not blessed, but everybody is a sinner.
Amen.
Now, what makes one sinner blessed and the other sinner unblessed?
Salvation.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Salvation. You won't have to preach, won't you? For salvation, the Bible says, is it free?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Salvation is free. It is a gift given of God. Yeah. The Bible says if not, every man would boast about what they did.
That's right.
Look at your neighbor and say, aren't you glad, that salvation is free?
Salvation is free.
I don't care how broke you are up in this house today. You can still be saved.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. That was a good place to praise him right there. Since every one of us have sinned and the wages of sin is death, every one of us deserve to die.
That's right.
Lord have mercy. I ain't talking about the death. See, a lot of us believe that when you die, it's over, but there's going to be a resurrection for everybody.
Okay.
Or there's going to be a great kingdom morning when everybody, sinner and non-sinner, are going to get up and have to face Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank God that I was in my right mind. Can I talk about
unto whom, oh Lord have mercy, unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Wow. Not only am I forgiven, my sins are expunged. Oh yeah, I heard that in my spirit. Expunged. Spoons ain't gonna do with a sponge. That says that when I mess up, all I have to do is ask. Yeah. Then notice, forgiveness requires me using my voice. This is why a lot of people won't be forgiven. It's because they won't ask for it. The Bible says you have not. Oh y'all, I got some Bible readers in here. They go a little bit further to say, sometimes we ask and we ask. I got a few Bible readers. What it means is sometimes when I ask for the wrong thing. God has said what he would do for me in this Bible. All the promises of God is according to the Bible. And when I ask God outside of his will, which is the Bible, that's when I miss. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And then I'm just talking at the wind. Let me get on the same page. Can I tell you what sin is? Sin. Sin, real simply, means missing the mark. When I go to the range, and I have my weapon and my gear on, people will get all different kinds of things to shoot at. You know, they got little men, they got bad men with me. I just get me a bullseye. Come on, anybody ever seen a bullseye?
Amen.
Yeah, and I hang it up about 10 or 15 feet away. You know why I hang it up that far? Because if you're 10 or 15 feet away, it ain't got no gun. I can't run. Well, y'all ain't gonna be real. You can be bad if you want to. How many know a good run is better than a bad stand? But when you get too close, and I can't run, you better watch out. Someone said, well, get Clorox. or get tired or some kind of bleach. Let me tell you something. Can't nothing get the sin stain out of your life. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody say it's irremovable. But let me tell you, though it cannot be removed, it can be covered. Removed, but it can be covered by the blood of Jesus. Stop trying to understand how red blood can make you white as snow. We want to explain everything. Some things just come by faith.
That's right.
You know, my friends ask me, well, how do you know? Sometimes I just believe it.
I want you to think, this ain't no pretty sermon, I ain't come to be pretty, I come to preach. I want you to think about that thing.
Jesus said of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. God keeps sending me back to you. Thou shalt commit adultery. He said, but I say. He changed everything. He didn't come to change the law. He came to fulfill the law. Somebody say, to the next level.
To the next level.
The Old Testament is just as relative as it ever was. We're just held more accountable now.
Amen.
He said, but I say to you, you look upon a woman and lust after her. You ain't even touched her. He said, you already committed adultery in your heart. Not in your mind, in your heart. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If the people only knew our thoughts. And then you are acting all pious and holy.
Preach, Pastor.
If people knew your thoughts, they wouldn't even let them let you alone with their children. I'm talking to the one now that you saying this ain't hurting nobody. Yes, it is hurting. You got to guard your eye gate.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I'm talking to one now that these phones is going to take some folks straight to hell. This thing will pull up anything you want. Oh, I'm in somebody's closet, right? You see, I got a closet right there. There you go. You think you ain't hurting nobody. But when sin gets in your system, fantasizing about this one and about that one. And you want God to send you a godly man. Can I say you need to be a godly woman? So the God I serve ain't going to send a godly man into a mess. Look somebody say, put that phone down. I'm trying to leave that point. I'm talking to you who look at pornography on your phone. I look at folks dead in the eye. Because you know who you are. And what if the light would shine when I say that on you, Lord? Then aren't you glad God has provided forgiveness? My bones whack old through my roaring all the day long, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. Now notice, God's hand is not heavy upon the one who does not have relationship. Some of us right in here today, we can sin and it doesn't bother us. Some of us are in sin and it doesn't bother us. Brother came to me and he told me, he said, how can I stop sinning? He said, I don't want to cuss. And it's funny when people learn that you are a preacher, that you are a minister, they curse and they tell me, excuse me, Greg. As if I got heaven or hell to put somebody in. I tell them, I appreciate it, but I don't have heaven or hell to put you in. Right. If you want to say excuse me to anybody, say excuse me to God.
That's right.
But some people will sin and it doesn't bother them. How do you know that there is still hope when it still bothers you? I'm going to say it again. When you are married to somebody and you have something, a so-called fight, and you're able to sleep all night long, something wrong with your relationship. I don't know about you, but when things was wrong, it's been a long time. But when things were wrong with me and Annette, I had trouble sleeping. And I never have trouble sleeping. So what am I saying? I'm saying when you have a fight with your spouse, can they sleep at night?
Yes.
That lets them know something about something wrong. And bring it home, can you sleep at night? yeah, that makes you think. You got quiet right there. David lets us know that unrepentant sin, unconfessed sin, us physically sick. Going to all the doctors, taking all the medicine in the world. Until you, Lord have mercy, confess your sin. Somebody say confess it. Don't take my word for it. 1 John chapter 1. Look at verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us.
Amen.
Look, somebody say, all you got to do is confess it.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only will he forgive my sin, he will expunge my sin. In other words, he will wipe my record clean.
Amen.
What this means is that I got a record. Why does people believe that you have a record here on earth, but you won't have a record in heaven? Some of us have messed up our record here on earth. Y'all ain't gonna be real. Did something dumb and stupid when you were young, and now it's on your record. And you go for a job.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, something will pop up on your record.
Yep.
I want you to know they're keeping a record in heaven. God told me to tell you.
Amen.
Every idle word that comes out of your mouth, you're going to be held accountable for. You better stop calling on Jesus when you don't need
him. Come on.
Oh, I'm looking at some folk in the eye. You stump your toe. You stop. You drop something. Oh, Jesus. Jesus is not to be used with that type of malady.
That's right. That's right.
Don't call on his name if you don't need something.
That's right.
Don't call on his name if you don't want to give him thanks.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, that's have mercy. Just don't call out the name of Jesus like that. When the Bible says that there's no other name in heaven above or earth beneath that man shall be saved. That at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow. Every tongue is gonna confess. You ain't confess yet, but one day you will. That Jesus is Lord to the utmost. Lord have mercy. Somebody say, all of us are sinners.
All of us are sinners.
The only difference that makes some sinners different, makes some sinners blessed. And we thought blessed meant monetary gain. We think blessed is when you got a fine car and a fine house. I mean, let me tell you what blessed. Blessed is when you're forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all didn't get that. Blessed is when you have been forgiven. Because I've done some stuff in my life. I've been some places in my life. But now that I'm blessed, I don't go there no more. Oh, I think y'all 20 people for clapping. The mother folk must still be going in the same
explain how I can be sick one moment and healed. Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
And when you believe for yourself, and we come into, somebody say agreement.
Agreement.
Agreement. And then we start saying what God has already said. Somebody say it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
And when you start praying according to the promises of God, you're going to see some things happen in your life. But it's not going to happen in your life until you get the sin out. Somebody say get the sin out.
Get the sin out.
Now, forgiveness is not a license to sin.
Amen.
I'm talking to the one now. You doing something, but you know you're saying to yourself, well, he will forgive me. I'm talking to the one now. You know that thing is wrong. But your plan is to ask him to forgive you after you do it. Lord, have mercy. Say you're quiet right now. No, it don't work that way. Paul said, Lord forbid.
Yeah.
It is not a license to sin. It is a pardon from sin. Somebody say, you got to try.
You got to try.
Now, when I say you got to try, you got to get in the mindset of trying to live right. I'm going to end with this until you get this. I'm going to keep preaching the same thing. Brother, they didn't hear it. Y'all going to hear it again. I told, just like I told that brother, you want to stop cussing? Mm-hmm. Mm. You want to stop drinking? Mm-hmm. Oh, I ain't got to your sin yet. Oh, Lord have mercy. Come on, somebody. You want to stop fantasizing? I'm looking at some folk right now. Oh, I'm coming for you. You want to stop drinking? You want to stop drugging? We got some folk really just like marijuana in the church. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say anything. You ain't gotta say anything. He's done already revealed it to me. You taking money y'all be putting in your family. You want to stop committing adultery? If I'm saying it, it's in here. I just told you ain't got to lay with him or her. You do it in your mind.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. You want to stop all of that? It's just like an apple tree. I want you to get this. Somebody say the apple tree.
Apple tree.
An apple tree will bear what?
Apples.
Have you ever seen an apple tree straining and shaking to bear apples?
No.
You never will either. You know why? Because when you plant it in good soil.
That's right.
You in good soul.
I'm in good soul.
And I, you know what? I fix to say I'm not talking about dirt, but I am, because we are all dirt.
Yeah.
We were made from the dust of the ground.
Yeah.
But you are planted in good soil. Got good, I mean decent folk around you.
Yeah.
When you are planted in good soil, oh Lord have mercy. You take an apple tree and plant it in good soil and water it. Somebody say water it.
Water it.
Lord have mercy. And then expose it to the sun that's in the sky. You will never see an apple tree trying to bear fruit. It will automatically bear fruit.
Amen.
I told that brother, you want to stop cussing? Lord have mercy. I said, look at where you planted.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me very funny. I said, look at the folk you hang around with.
Yeah.
The folk you hang around cuss. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I said, the folk you hang around cuss.
Right.
You want to stop drinking? Stop hanging around people that drink.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking to girls now. Some girls don't, some girls do. And he goes on to say something about you. I don't know. And we don't associate with any that do. I wish I knew that, but I don't know. Anyway, look at where you planted. The people that you hang around with. You take a Christian, because we are not programmed, we are not made to be successful, but we are made to be fruitful. God does require fruitfulness. Somebody say fruitfulness.
Fruitfulness.
You take a Christian and plant him in good soil.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Good. I believe it's some good soil here at Faith Missionary
yeah.
Church.
Yeah.
You got to be careful about the soil you plant with on your job.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You take a Christian and plant them in good soil and expose them to the water of the Word.
Yeah.
Somebody say, read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Do more than reading your Bible. Study your Bible.
Yes.
But you are exposed to the water of the Word, and then you are exposed to the S-O-E.
Uh-huh.
Somebody yes. say, the Son of God.
The Son of God.
You already been introduced to Jesus. You won't have to stop cussing. You will just stop cussing.
Yeah.
You won't have I'm going to say it again. When I turn 21, brother, I want to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Hell is forever. Somebody say forever.
Forever.
And you're talking about it's hot, been hot this week. Every time you think of yourself, it's been hot this week. You ain't seen hot. Hell is hot enough for you to grit your teeth. And I don't know about you, but that is pain, that's unspeakable pain. The most certain way, the painful way to die is to be burned alive. But when you go to hell, you're not going to be burned alive. You're going to be burning alive. So that's why I know that you're blessed. Because we've been forgiven. We extend the Christian invitation to those who may not know that they have been forgiven.